Dan Bongino.
All right, so the Democrats are lunatics. We all know that. How many examples we need to give you. So it wasn't but moments after the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that lunatic Democrats like Jerry Nadler started screaming about packing the court if we nominate a justice to the Supreme Court and that justice gets in. Remember, we have 53 Republicans, so we can lose three. Pence would break the tie. Collins and Murkowski, you can probably already write them off. So we have one more to go. I don't trust Mittens either. But the Democrats are already losing their minds. Here's a piece in the Washington Examiner, again in the show notes that you should read. Be warned, this is only going to get worse. Nadler is already talking about packing the court. Meaning if Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, whoever gets nominated gets through on the Trump side, that they want to expand and pack the Supreme Court 2021 if the Trump nominee is confirmed. Michael Lee in the Washington Examiner. So let's war game this for a moment. Let's say whoever's the nominee gets through. So we now have a 6-3 conservative majority, which would really be 5-4 because John Roberts is really not a conservative. We all know that now. Still a conservative majority nonetheless. Thomas is solid. Alito's solid. Kavanaugh, wishy-washy. Gorsuch's pretty solid. And then we'd have Lagoa, Barrett, whoever Trump nominates. Say, God forbid, Trump loses the White House and we lose the Senate. The Democrats are now saying we're going to pack the court. Remember that? FDR tried that. His own party had to shut him down. What does pack the court mean? It means we have 9 justices now and we would have a 6-3 Republican majority on the court. Republican appointed majority. Democrats are saying, hey, let's nominate 2 more. Let's give us 11. Or even better, let's nominate 6 more and make 15 judges. Of course, they would all be radical leftist lunatics and you would have a big leftist majority on the court. You'd have 5 Republican appointees if it were 15 and 10 liberal lunatics on the Supreme Court. So I tweeted out this weekend and put on my Parler account, okay, you want to play those games? My knuckles are sharp. Buckle up, folks. Get ready. This ain't no time for halfway nonsense. You better get all in right now. They're ready for the fight ahead. They want to pack the court? Okay. You go ahead and pack the court. And then when we get in, if Biden were to win in 2024, we'll pack it again. We'll go to 21. Oh, when we get in, then we'll make it 25. Okay. We'll make it 33. You want to play this game? I'm in. I'm all in. You want to play this game? Mr. Dan, norms. We got to get back to normal. Yeah, John McCain tried that. Remember that? When he voted down the Obamacare, when we were ready to get rid of Obamacare, and he gave the famous thumbs down saying, we got to get back to normal. Yeah, good luck. That was a good call. Say that sarcastically, of course. So I tweeted that out. Mark Levin picked it up and was on Fox and Friends this weekend, an explosive appearance. It was really good. And here was Mark on Fox and Friends endorsing my idea that if the Democrats want to pack the court, we'll pack it too. Check this out.
This party, the Democrat Party, is so far off the rails, it is appalling. What are they proposing? They want to eliminate the Electoral College. That's in the Constitution. We talked about packing the Supreme Court. My buddy Bongino had an idea, and I like it. You pack the court. Then when we take over, we'll add a few more justices too. So you better be careful what door you're opening here.
Damn right. The great one. They don't call him the great one for nothing. Had a great interview with President Trump last night on Life, Liberty, and Levin too. I strongly recommend it. You want to pack the court? Well, let's get everybody on the record right now from the Republican Party. We'll pack it too. By the time we're done, Joe, there'll be 6,427 judges on the Supreme Court. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, man.
You want to play ball? It's time to play ball. You want to act like sane, rational human beings? You want to get back to Roberts, no pun intended, rule of order? I'll do that. But as I've said to you repeatedly, you better get in a wartime mentality right now. And I hate war analogies, but I mean it. When you're in the trenches with your buddy there and you got hot lead coming down your way, you don't worry about, you know, the nasty Christmas card your buddy sent to his friend he was upset at. You can handle that when the war's over. You got beefs, you never Trump Republicans with the Republican Party right now. You don't like Trump tweets, fine. Not everybody does. Don't bother me. does bother some, and I understand that. This isn't the time for that fight. We can handle it after the election. These people are coming for you today. They will stop at nothing. They are ruthless. Pelosi, I just played you the video. We have a lot of arrows in the quiver, consenting to, implying that impeachment for what? For being president? These people are lunatics. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in charge right now. Act like it. I don't want to hear about precedent. Precedent from a party that impeached the president for a phone call. Precedent from the party that spied on the president of the United States. Precedent for the party supporting late-term abortion. Precedent for the party that has active socialists inside of their party right now, screaming about a takedown of our whole constitutional system. We're supposed to listen to these insane lunatics talking about packing the court, talking about street fights after the election. We're supposed to listen to them and take our guidance from them. I'll take a very hard pass and take my guidance from the same crowd. I don't want to hear about precedent from them. Their precedent is disorder and chaos and destruction. That's their only precedent on the left. You want to pack the courts? We'll pack it too. You want to throw out the filibuster? Fine. We will not change those rules back when we're in charge. Get everybody on the record now.
The Dan Bongino Show.